across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I have got a studio chock full of women, all looking rather marvellous. One of my friends has popped in to say hello, but I'm also joined by four guests. Tracy Gardner, who is a trainer, assessor, supervisor, multitasker over at the salon at the park in King's Hedges.
Yeah,
that's there. Right, I'm going to turn up the mics. I'm not sure if the red one is actually working, but we'll put it up anyway. We'll see how it goes. If you just draw them closer to you. So that's the park at CRC, and she's joined by three of her students, trainees. So we have got, let's try and get these right. So we've got Marissa Addison, Charlotte Fordham Palmby, and Stacey Burling.
Morning.
Yes.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning. lovely to have you all in. And you all work, you train over there, but you also have jobs in salons as well, don't you? So let's start with Tracy first. You've been there for 15 years, you
Yes,
said.
Yeah. I started on the old site, which was
I was going to say, have
Road.
You been in there the whole time? So you saw the changeover.
Yeah, massive changeover, actually. And the facilities we've got now are just second to none. They're just amazing compared to what we did have.
But so was that the thinking then behind the changing the site? And was it all just really to kind of bring the whole site together?
Yeah, because the block that we work in basically is a commercial building as well, so they obviously felt that they would bring the service industries together to put in one block. But I mean, it's ever growing. I don't even know half of it really, to be fair, because J Block is just my area. But yeah, it was brilliant, absolutely lovely. Like, facilities great for the apprentices. We've got catering, hospitality, we've got beauty, spa. So it is, you know, somebody could go there for the whole day and have their hair done. They could then go and have some beauty treatments and then end up maybe having a three-course meal in the evening with the catering apprentices.
Yeah, and I've met some of those guys as well. I've been in the kitchens there, and it's fantastic. I mean, it is a proper, you know, it's a proper setup there. There's, you know, full kit, if you like, you know, industrial kit and all the rest of it. Yeah. So it's a great little setup there.
Yeah.
And really, that's why I wanted to get you guys in, because I had the sort of privilege, if you like, of going over there just a few weeks ago and getting my hair done in the salon by one of the trainees. And I was just absolutely blown away. I was so pleased with it. It was really, really good. I mean, granted, it takes a little bit longer, you know, but actually you can kind of make that a feature, really, because you just sort of sit there and relax and all the rest of it. But it's lovely. It's very busy, and you know, you've got a real variety of people in there. So, you guys, do you want to kind of introduce yourselves and tell us where you work and all the rest of it, and sort of where, how far along you are in your training, if you like? So,
yes. Well, as everyone's looking at me, I better go first. I'm Stacey Burling. I work at Meraki Hair and Beauty, which is in Willingham. And yeah, I've been at CRC since the 8th of April this year.
So you're really new.
Yeah, I'm a newbie. But it's going really well, really well. It's a lot to take in, because obviously the viewers can't see me, but I'm actually quite a lot older than the rest of the guys there.
You're never too old. You're never
well,
too old.
You're not. Exactly.
Is this retraining or something, or were you always in the sort of health and
brand new for me. Okay. Yeah, I've been self-employed in catering for over a decade.
Right, yeah. So you've kind of done the swap then.
Definitely. So yeah, huge change, huge challenge, but it's going really well. Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah.
So yeah, just taking it in my stride.
And what are your plans then for, you know, do you want to have your own salon, or do you want to just go and work for someone, or, you know, maybe do freelancing where you go around houses, or, you know, what's the plan?
Well, I don't think too far ahead. I'm really comfortable where I am. Yeah. I've been given an opportunity of a lifetime by my employer, who's also my friend, so I wouldn't want to leave her. You know, it's going to take me a couple of years to get trained, then a couple more years to get confident, I would imagine. So, yeah, who knows? As long as she'll have me, I'll stay.
And what was that like, really? Because I know that when I got mine done, the girl who did mine, Imogen, who did my hair, and there were definitely nerves there. What's that like, making your first cut on a human? Because I know you practice on your models. You know, I know you have sort of heads and things that you practice on. But when you're doing that first cut, what's that like? Because that must be, you know, a woman, her hair is her crown, really, isn't it? So
definitely. It's almost as terrifying as being on the radio on a Tuesday morning. But, yeah, for me personally, it was really... really scary, really. So, you know, I've cut my hair and over the years grounded for it when I was younger for cutting too many chunks out. But, you know, grew confidently. But yes, cutting somebody else's hair, yeah, my hands were shaking, everything. But they left with two ears and a good haircut. So, you know, everyone's a winner.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm Charlotte and I work at Topper's Hair Design in Ely.
Yeah.
I've been there since about November last year, so not too long. And I started CRC in December.
Right.
So I'm just about to start my second year. Yeah.
Fantastic. And how's it going for you?
Yeah, it's going really well, actually. Yeah, enjoy it. I'm always up for a challenge, so...
Yeah. So what's been your sort of favourite bit so far? Because I think it's really easy to sort of... think haircut, oh yeah, you just get some scissors out and all the rest of it, but there's actually a real technique, because actually you've got to style the hair according to the person. Everyone's individual. They've got different face shapes and, you know, different types of hair as well. I was astounded, actually, because you were questioning Imogen whilst she was doing my hair about what type of hair I had, you know, whether it's, you might have really, I think people would sort of used to look at my hair and go, oh, you've got really thick hair. Actually, it's not. I've got a lot of hair, but it's fine. Yes. And there's different... So that actually must make cutting it very different from person to person as well.
Yeah, so every person, like, the cut's different. You've got to take everything into consideration sort of thing. But I'd say the thing I enjoy most is practicing, like, on the blockheads and things like that. So then actually doing it on a person is completely different. I enjoy more, obviously, doing it on... an actual person, like they talk to you for starters.
Yeah.
You can have a conversation.
have you got your banter and your
yeah.
all that down now? Where you go, talk about your holidays. Yeah. And, you know, where you off to? What you up to today?
Yeah. But yeah.
We tend to now. What we tend to do now is make it more sort of, you know, natural. So the girls and obviously some of the guys in there as well. Fortunately, they tend to sort of just go on their own little. Sort of, you know, little conversations which become really, actually, really quite interesting. They've done so well over the summer because we have been exceptionally busy and we've just thrown them right in the deep end, but they have all just worked so hard and it's just been really amazing to see.
Well, I think actually it's interesting because and I'm gonna come on to our third one. Marissa. Sorry, Marissa. Yes, yeah, sorry, I've got lots of names to try and remember. Talking about that sort of that dynamic between customer and hairdresser or hairstylist, however you want to be called, that actually lots of people do go in there, don't they, for that kind of social aspect. And you've got to, you know, you might be their confidant. Mm-hmm. So what's that like? So coming on to you, Marissa.
As you said, like between your stylist and your client, say if you've gone to them maybe for the first time or if you're a regular client of theirs for say 5 years, that person, that stylist, sort of becomes, we're hairdressers, we talk to you, and we're also your therapist at some point as well. Like, they talk to us about their problems, what they're going through in their life, their family, which is quite nice. So you actually get to build some sort of relationship with your clientele, which is really lovely. So it doesn't actually feel like you're working. When we come into the salon at CRC, I feel like I'm just going to have loads of conversations with my friends that day, which is just lovely.
Absolutely. I think people have talked about, don't they, it's almost like a bereavement. If you've got like moving area or something, losing your hairdresser, it's like, oh my goodness, you know, like, what am I going to do? You know, I'm kind of losing my 100%. I'm losing my friend here, you know. So how long have you been at CRC now? And what stage are you at?
I'm second year. I work with Charlotte. We're at the same salon in Ely. I've been there 3 years, so I was a Saturday girl beforehand. So I've always known that I wanted to do hairdressing. It was sort of just fitted in for me. And, I'm absolutely loving it. Yeah.
And what do you want to do sort of when you finish? How long is the course, generally speaking? How long does it go on for?
Well, It is roughly around 2 years, but the qualifications changed now, so it's actually 2 years to gain their NVQ, and then they're then put in for an endpoint assessment as well, which actually we don't really have much to do with, because then we bring in somebody else that will actually assess them for 6 hours on the services that they're providing. So it's really quite a higher standard now as well, which is really good, because obviously everything has to move forward and you have to have changes. But it actually makes them, at the end of the day, a very sort of qualified stylist rather than maybe an improver of such, because they've got that confidence and those skills to then go on the floor and then do a day's worth of clients.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of driving. See, I always think if people go for driving lessons, they're basically learning to move the car, but exactly. Driving is different. It's getting out there, it's experiencing what it's like to be on the roads, the different conditions that you're going to be thrown into weather-wise, or, you know, the different challenges that you face with other drivers about, and, you know, sort of. So it's not just about cutting hair, no. It's about, you know, and is it one of those things where you actually have to continue training almost as you, even when you're out there working, you've got to keep up with the industry and what the industry is doing.
Even we have to go away and do training. I mean, we have to do 50 hours of training per year to make sure that we are current, you know, to make sure that actually if we're assessing something, we can actually do it as well while we're assessing it.
Mm.
So, you know, everybody carries on training, because you never stop learning, ever. Mm. No matter what age you are, you never stop learning. You know, and it's all about, like, being a sponge, isn't it? I mean, that's how I feel. It's like, you know, you absorb so much. I mean, even by watching these guys, sometimes I see something and I think, wow, I would definitely have a go at doing that way, you know. And you should be really sort of, like, enthusiastic to be able to do that. And, you know, always walk away, every single day walk away and say, I've learned something new today. And that basically is what keeps you going.
Yeah, definitely.
Just amazing.
And Do you sort of look to what's happening? You know, social media has such an impact these days. So are you always on the lookout on social media for kind of the latest trends and, you know, 100%. Fashions, if you like?
I follow probably every famous hairdressing salon there probably is on some sort of social media, Instagram or Facebook or something. I'm always looking about what's new, what's upcoming, just so that we can keep our salon as well up to date. Think it's very important to roll with the times.
And in your industry, everyone, you know, when you're working in an industry, you know, everyone has a hero, don't they? So yeah. So who are your heroes?
I think mine personally, I mean, personally I think mine was Trevor Sorby.
Yeah.
Really. I think because he does a lot with people that through cancer treatment have lost their hair and things like that. And I found that very admirable. And the respect, I think, you know, knowing, again, looking at him really, that he always says that no matter how old you are, you always learn something new every single day.
Yeah.
And I think he was definitely somebody that I'd follow. Fashion-wise, I think I'd probably go into... I use a lot of Pinterest, so I look at a lot of even Russian hairdressers.
Right. Okay.
Because of the way they approach it is so...
I was going to say, how does it differ?
The ways that they would work, really, I think they're very, very fast. Very fast. It's very structured as well, you know, there's no sort of leeway, but you could add that into something maybe that you're doing, so you could adapt it to both. But it's really good when you're trying to show the learners different ways maybe of hair ups and things like that, because they prep their hair an awful lot beforehand. That takes away a lot of the work. So you would always, you know, sort of say, look at how they've prepped their hair before you even start to do anything, you know, and that really resolves 50% of the problem when you're then going to do a hair up as well, is the prep. So it's taking a bit maybe from lots of different people and putting it all into one, but making them individual as well, you know, making them use a lot of their initiative. They have to have initiative when they're going to do something like this, because they won't have anybody telling them when they're on the floor with a problem, you know, with an issue. It's got to be them resolving their problems.
And what are the biggest challenges you might face when it comes to hair? Because, you know, I mean, I know when I was when I was younger, some of my friends, I mean, literally, like, change their hairstyle or colour, whatever. I'm thinking, my goodness, your hair, your precious hair, you know, you're going to, like, wreck your hair, basically. So have you... What's your advice in that situation? Let's say, for example, we're in summer now.
Yes.
You know, you've got a mixture of sun, sea, sand, lotions, you know, all that sort of thing. What's the best thing to do? One of you ladies like to take it up.
Charlotte. What would you use?
I would say things like if you're going on holiday, we have a lot of clients come in that say they want highlights before they go away, which a lot of people should know that their hair lightens anyway in the sun. So we often advise go on the holiday and then have your hair done afterwards, because your hair's going to get damaged in the sun, in the sea, chlorine, everything like that.
And you don't want your hair turning green.
Yeah,
I've heard that's a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. As well, actually. But you do a lot of, an awful lot of retail range in Toppers, don't you?
We do.
Where
yeah.
You have some ranges in there, don't you, from all of the range that you do, don't you?
Yeah, so we're a L'Oreal based salon. And so...
Other brands are available.
Yeah. Other brands are very good. And with just the L'Oreal brands that we have, so we've got Kerastase and we've got the L'Oreal Serie Expert ranges. And in both of those, there are UV protection shampoos and oils and things like that to help the condition of your hair.
Yeah.
When you are on holiday and in the sun, use heat protectant and things. If you're using heat, stress that enough. The amount of clients come back in, hair sizzled off with the sun and the heat.
And hair dryers and curlers and all that sort of thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Hairdressers are worst nightmare.
So, why would you encourage people to go to the park? How would you sort of sum it up, if you like?
Stacey, you might be good because you're quite new to it. So
yeah.
Why would I encourage? You mean paying customers?
You know, because I think that I don't think that this city knows enough about it. Mm. I think we need to encourage people to go over there, because I loved it. But I want to know why you think people should go there.
Okay, because come September, I'll be in there helping cut hair.
Yay!
But it's a fantastic location, a fantastic place. Parking, ample parking, easy to get access to on bike, on foot. And, you know, not only are you getting... perhaps a reduced price in your service, you know, you're helping us learn, you know, and gain the experience we need to get back out there. So I don't know, it's a really good environment. It's always positive and bubbly and happy. So, yeah.
Excellent.
We love happy people.
Oh, we do love happy people.
Shiny happy people, absolutely.
People.
Maybe I ought to play that in a minute as well. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I've loved having you guys in. Stick around, because I'll need to get a photo of you as well to put up on our website. Where can people find information?
Okay, so they can go on the Cambridge Regional website. They can go to the park website as well. There's phone numbers there if they want to ring the park reception. And then basically there
social
are
media.
Yeah, social media, and there are areas there where they can book if they want to go on the hospitality or the beauty or the hairdressing as well. At the moment, obviously all the courses are stopping because of the summer, so it's the girls' last day today.
Mm-hmm.
And then they won't come back until mid-September.
Mm.
So it is a bit quiet at the moment, although we do still have the Joe in the graduate salon doing hairdressing, and also the girls, Faye, Claire and Amy in the beauty spa, still providing very, very high quality services as well. So we're still rocking and rolling.
Brilliant, thank you. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's just been an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
I've never had such a full studio. Right, I'll do the travel first and then we'll get that photo sorted out.